Paul says, if he wasn't raised from the dead, our faith is futile. Because a dead Savior can't do anything for you, but a live one sure can. Amen. All right, well, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for your love for us. Thank you for what you've done in my life. Thank you that I met you years ago. And Lord, you've made all the difference. I know that I am not perfect. I know I never will be. I still make mistakes. I still disappoint you. But Lord, your love covers all of that. And so I thank you. I also thank you that I'm not what I'm going to be. One of these days, all of this junk, all of my quirks, all of my faults, all of my sin, all of the struggles that I have, all of them are going to fade away as I stand before you, and I will be whole, and I will be perfect, and I will never have to wrestle with all this again. And I praise you for that hope, that assurance, that that is what I'm going to be. And in the meantime, thank you for changing me to be more like you here and now. So Lord, as we look into your word, Father, may you speak to us as a living Lord. May your spirit move among us. May you work in each and every one of us. We're all in a different spot in our walk with you. But Lord, we all need you to show up this where we are. And Father, draw us closer to you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. I'm going to start off by reading the scripture that you see on the screen. And then right following that, there's going to be a video. The video is of, it's called Watch the Lamb by Ray Bolts. And so I want to play that after I read this scripture. And then we will move on with the rest of our sermon. But I think it sets up the resurrection in a very great way. So Mark chapter 15, beginning verse 1, it says, "Very early in the morning, the chief priest with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. And they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. 'Are you the king of the Jews?' asked Pilate. 'Yes, it is as you say,' Jesus replied. Well, the chief priest accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, 'Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they're accusing you of?' But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with an insurrectionist who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. 'Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?' asked Pilate, knowing that it was out of envy that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. 'What shall I do with the one whom you call king of the Jews?' Pilate asked. 'Crucify him,' they shouted. 'Why? What crime has he committed?' asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, 'Crucify him!' And wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them, and he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Soldiers led Jesus into the palace, that is the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on his knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to be crucified. Certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, and then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get. It was the third hour when they crucified him, and the written notice of the charge against him read, 'The King of the Jews.'" Are not sure. I pray today that you would just show them how much you love them. And Father, that today would be the day that they would be set free. That they'd walk out of that tomb.